Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
If your children need health coverage, they may be eligible for the Children's Health Insurance Program. If they qualify, you won't have to buy an insurance plan to cover them. My guest today is Dr. Lee Savio-Beers. She's an associate professor of pediatrics and the medical director for municipal and regional affairs within Children's National Goldberg Center for Community Pediatric Health and the Child Health Advocacy Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Beers. So we've heard about CHIP a lot in the media lately. And before we get into the implications of this program and how important it is to families and whether or not it's going to continue, explain a little bit about what CHIP is to the listeners, because sometimes it can be confusing. You see these media headlines, but people don't really know what it is.
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. You know, and I would say first, you're absolutely right. You know, the Children's Health Insurance Program, which lots of people know as CHIP, is a program that's been implemented in all the states nationwide, but in different states, it sometimes goes by different names. And so sometimes people may know the program and may not realize that it's CHIP. So that's a great point. But basically, to answer your question, at its core, CHIP is an insurance program for children whose parents make too much money to be eligible for Medicaid or other publicly funded insurance, but for whatever reason don't have access to employer-based health insurance. So sometimes it's because they work for a small business. Sometimes it's because their parents have a job that doesn't offer insurance, or they have an hourly job. And so really, this is a program that's designed to really fill the gaps and provide insurance for the children of working families who wouldn't otherwise have access to health care.
Okay, so how does somebody even find out about the program? How do they enroll? If they're not covered by an insurance and they're buying an insurance policy, or they're part of the Affordable Care Act on an exchange, how would they know even if they qualify, and how do you sign up?
That's a great question, and it is complicated because it varies from state to state. So some states have what we call standalone CHIP programs, where they have a program that you can independently enroll in. Some states actually combine their CHIP program with their Medicaid program, and so to increase the eligibility for the Medicaid program. So sometimes families in those states are insured through CHIP and don't even realize it. But I would say the best way for a family to figure out what program they might be eligible for, and if they are eligible to CHIP, is to contact their primary care health center and or a financial insurance advisor who can help them figure it out. All states actually, if you go onto their healthcare financing websites, have information about someone you can call to help figure out what your eligibility is for insurance. So that would be the piece of advice that I would give, just because it does vary so much state to state, and it may vary based on individual circumstances.
So is CHIP part of an insurance company? If you're part of this program, when you see an EOB or a bill come in or something like that, is that from Blue Cross Blue Shield, or is it sort of a standalone in that way?
No, typically it's not a standalone in that way. Typically, and again, it does vary state to state, but typically it's insurance that is afforded to you through your state. States have different ways of administering that, of course, so it may not be fully transparent to you as someone who's getting the health insurance that your insurance is coming from CHIP. Sometimes it is, but usually it's a program that you enroll in through the state.
Okay, so what are some of the benefits? Obviously, you're a pediatrician and a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So well visits, preventive visits, vaccinations are very important to this organization. What's covered under the CHIP program?
Yep, all of that. And that's one of the really wonderful things about the CHIP program, is that it does, it is held to the standard of what we call EPSDT. What EPSDT is it's early periodic screening and for diagnosis and treatment. And it is really just a collection of benefits that we as pediatricians and health policy, health experts, child health experts feel like are the core core health benefits that every child should have access to. So it's the things exactly like you say. It's well child visits and immunization visits and coverage for your chronic illnesses and coverage for urgent care visits that you might need. So it's the whole collection of services that a child needs to stay healthy. And that's one thing that's really important. It's a really important collection of benefits for children to have access to. Sometimes we find that with some of the smaller plans or other plans, they may really have offered just bare bones coverage. But this is really much more than bare bones coverage. It really offers the things that children need to make sure that they stay healthy.
You and I were speaking off the air a little bit about AAP has been pretty vocal lately about some of these programs, and pediatricians think of children first. That's why you went into that business. I applaud you all because, wow, what a tough field you're in. Why has this become political? Why is it even being looked at as something that could be eliminated, and what's going on? What can we, you know, what should we discern by what we read in the media?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. You know, it's really a very tough situation right now. This is CHIP is a program that was introduced as bipartisan legislation. It has been reauthorized year after year in a bipartisan way. It really is a program that is, in the scheme of the federal budget, is relatively inexpensive. It benefits 9 million children and families. It is a program that is administered by the states. There's a lot of state flexibility, as we were just talking about. And so it's a program that really there's sort of wide acceptance and appreciation for the value and the benefit to children and families. And in previous years, it's always been reauthorized without difficulty. And so it is a really disappointing and difficult situation that it hasn't been reauthorized. You know, we as pediatricians worry about this because our job is to take care of children and to make sure that children are healthy and that children have access to all the things they need to reach their full potential. You know, quality healthcare has so many different components to it. But if you can't even get in the door to access that healthcare, then you've really been cut off from many of those opportunities. And so when, as pediatricians, we see things that threaten our patients' ability to get the healthcare that they deserve and that they need, it does upset us. It does make us mad, and it really makes us want to get out there and fight and speak up for our patients.
And the CBO just recently came out, and we had heard numbers thrown around about $8.2 billion, blah, blah, blah. But then they said it would just be $800 million that they just put out. So it would really save money tremendously, not even looking at the fact that preventive visits and well visits save money in the long run,
right?
Because paying for a sick child is much more expensive than catching something early or preventing it in the first place. So what do you pediatricians want the public to know about when they hear these numbers thrown around, and what we can even do? Can we even do anything to help?
Yeah, there's a lot we can do to help. So I think a couple key things that we really want people to know about CHIP. The first is that as we've been discussing and as you point out, it is an effective and cost-efficient program that helps children and families, and it helps the children of working families stay healthy. And that is really the most important thing about the program. The other thing that I would want people to know is that this really has been a bipartisan success story. Our country's rates of insurance for children is at a historic high. And if CHIP goes away, we're going to start dropping again. So we've made tremendous gains in providing access for healthcare for children, and we want to make sure it stays that way. What we can do, there's a lot we can do. The voice of the constituent, the voice of the family really does make a difference. And so there's lots of things that as citizens we can do. We can call our representatives. We can tell them that this is a program that is important and needs needs to be prioritized in Congress. We can talk to our friends and neighbors. We can write op-eds. We can write letters to the editor. We can make sure people know about the program and know how effective and cost-efficient it is, so that people know what they're fighting for. If you're a family whose child is insured by CHIP, you know, really, we absolutely want to hear your voice and we want to hear you speak out, because you are the ones who are most directly affected by this program and by the potential loss of it. And we really want to hear from you why it's important and why it matters to you.
I think that's a great point to make, is that, but if they want to, who do they contact? I mean, do we contact our senators? Do we contact our pediatricians? Do we sign petitions? As you say, this used to be a very bipartisan situation. And the fact is that the cost to taxpayers not reauthorizing CHIP is going to rise. So, our children's health is at stake, and so many people that need this program so desperately. What can we actually do? Who do we contact?
Well, I would say all of the above to the options you gave. If I had to prioritize, I would say that the most important people to be calling right now are your representatives in Congress. That's where the legislation is sitting right now. We really need to make sure that a clean bill of CHIP is passed. There have been a couple discussions about reauthorizing CHIP in the context of other healthcare reform changes, and I think it's really important to put forward a clean reauthorization bill for CHIP, so that we can reauthorize it and move it forward, and children and families can have the health insurance, as I said, that they and the access to healthcare that they deserve. So I think I would prioritize reaching out to your representative. But really, you know, I think we should all feel empowered to speak up for the things that are important to us, and I think that there's lots of people we could talk to about it. You know, and again, media and social media are great places to share information about CHIP and about the impacts of CHIP. Our local representatives also are great people to talk to. Sometimes individuals are interested in more national advocacy or speaking out on a more national level, reaching out to, again, advocacy organizations. Ask your pediatrician if they know of anything, talking to, local health advocacy organizations, the AAP, all sorts of places. Really, there's a lot going on right now. It probably would just take a quick Google search to find organizations that are really actively working on this in your area. So that you could really partner with them and be most effective.
And people can get more information on the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, at Medicaid.gov/CHIP. And you can read about the benefits and cost sharing and the reports and eligibility and financing. And it's all right there. Dr. Beers, if you got a chance to speak to the representatives right now, if you got a chance to speak to the members of Congress, what would you say to them about this? And what do you think, as it looms January 19th, what do you see happening?
Yeah, I think the first thing that I would tell them is that children and families are depending on them. Children are going to lose health coverage. Children are going to lose access to life-saving health care. They're going to lose access to life-saving medications. And children and families are depending on Congress to prioritize CHIP and do their job and reauthorize it in a clean way, so that states can move forward with their planning and implementation, and that children and families can have the peace of mind that they deserve for their children. I think I would also ask them, if this was your child, what would you do? If this was your child insured through CHIP, if this was your child whose health care coverage was at risk, what decision would you make? And I would encourage them to act on that.
It's really so, so important. And for families, again, it's Medicaid.gov/CHIP, and you can find out so much more information. And Dr. Beers, thank you for being with us, because this is really something that affects us all, because it's not just the people enrolled in CHIP that this will affect. It will affect all of us, because it does take a village, and these are all of our children, and we have to help ourselves, our neighbors, our own children. We all have to do it together, and I wish you and the other pediatricians fighting this good fight, I wish you all the luck and support that we can give you, and here at Radio MD, certainly, and to the American Academy of Pediatrics. So thank you so much for being with us to explain it to everybody, because it is confusing and there's a lot of things that they're seeing in the media, and you cleared it up for us so beautifully, and thanks again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. I'm always happy to talk about this, and I'm always happy to raise my voice for children and families. Thank you for having me, and thank you for bringing this important topic to the forefront.
Well, it certainly does go toward the families, and you're listening to Healthy Children. Our experts are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. And you can listen to these shows on iHeart and iTunes and TuneIn and Stitcher. But of course, we like you to listen at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.